views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing.
Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from LA, coming to you live from FEMA Region number 9. Today is the 29th of October of 2018. It is a Monday, and we have a live show for you today. We got my man, Pastor Keith, is here in the building, and just want to say our condolences, much love, much respect. Pastor Keith had a good friend that made the great transformation over the weekend, and I just want to say to Pastor Keith, greatly appreciate you, your friend, who treasured the physical existence that y'all and time that y'all had together. It's eternal, and it always will be. And I will say this, and you know, the misery of the great transformation is only for those of us that haven't made it yet, while the promise of peace is eternal. So we definitely, everyone, send out your energy, your prayers for the family, Pastor Keith's friend's family, Pastor Keith. And I'm going to tell y'all, Pastor Keith is a great, great friend. And on Thursday evening, was going to call him with some other information. But as soon as he picked up, I knew. So it is, Keith, I absolutely appreciate you. Everyone appreciates you. And so we will get through this as we always do. So for sure. Okay, Scotty, I got you. So we're going to get into today's show. But before we get into today's show, Keith, it's very important that we support Black Talk Radio Network. Make sure you go to the website. I'm going to go through stuff really quickly because I want to get to today's show. And just, Keith, I appreciate you. And because there's a lot of things that we want to pass on to you. So we will do that. But everyone, please go to Black Talk Radio Network and make a donation at the website. And the website for the network is Black Talk Radio Network. Need your donations in order to keep the overall, to keep this network on air, and especially for the things that we're going to be looking at and what's happening in the world. So if you would be so obliged to support this network, that would be great. We definitely need it. And it will come back to you. It comes back to you daily in so many different ways. So you can go to www.blacktalkradionetwork and go there and then hit the donation prompt. You can also support the network by being a part of the social media platform known as BTR Community. You can find it at www.btrcommunity. And once you are there, you will be able to support the network by being a member. And how you become a member in this social media platform is you just sign up, make a $24 a year annual membership fee for only $24 one time per year. That's it. And then you can post all the things that you generally would post in the other mainstream platforms that are not doing anything for you. This one, you can actually monetize it. You don't have to worry about being adversely affected. You don't have to worry about someone selling your identity at all, which they do on all of the other ones. So go to www.btrcommunity, sign up there. It's the only place that I post information, and get involved. And within reason, you can post, have social media posting and interaction, but within good reason. So come on over to BTR, $24 a year. Also, if you would like to acquire real money, which you all should be doing, very, very critical, the setup globally with the precious metals is tightening because there's a lot of things going on. We're going to touch on that today, not the tightening of the precious metal. That needs to be its own show. But what is going to cause for the tightening of the precious metal? Basically, where at some point you won't be able to acquire whatever you have is what you're going to have to deal with. We want to make sure that you all have as much of it as you possibly can. Have real money and use currency. Use currency. So, but have real money to back you. So you can do that at Prosperity Mint. Prosperity Mint is a full-service precious metals dealership. Go to the website, check out what's there. Then email info@prosperitymint.com, info@prosperitymint.com, and say, hey, I'm a Tando radio show listener, so someone will be able to contact you and explain the purchasing process. You need to know it's to your benefit because there's some things that happen within the precious metals field that people don't know. We need to explain that to you. And so email at info@prosperitymint.com, info@prosperitymint.com. All right, so we're going to get into what's in the news. Pastor Keith, very, very important show. I want to hurry up and jump into it. Today's show is the only thing left in the cycle of war is declaration, which will be made soon. And on Friday, I really wanted to do a show, but I was in the mix getting ready. I went camping over this weekend. And it was good. I needed to make sure that a lot of my stuff worked and just to get out and went camping and so had to do that, and I had to leave on Friday. But I'm looking at things on Thursday evening and Friday morning. It was some things, and I was like, wow. But I knew that you, Pastor, were occupied at that time, but didn't want to disturb you. But there's a lot of, I always say this, there's some significant events that are starting to transpire even more. We've already known the direction that they're going into, but things have actually sped up in a very apparent way. You can actually see it, and everyone should be able to do that. So the first article I got from The Blaze, and this was Russia says it is preparing for war following the U.S. withdrawal from the missile treaty. A top U.S.-Russian official has declared that the country is preparing for war following Donald Trump's announcement that the U.S. will be withdrawing from the Cold War-era disarmament treaty. And so that was significant. We're going to touch on some of this because we need to know because they're not preparing you here for war. They're preparing themselves for a continuity of government. It's a big difference. There's a big difference in preparing for a continuity of government than preparing the overall people for war. The government is preparing itself. It's prepping. It's preppers. They're preparing because they know what's happening. They're going to be okay. The people, they're not telling to prepare. In other countries, they're telling their people to prepare. Here is only continuity of government is where it really is. And that's a big, big problem. COG is straight. COG is continuity of government. The people are being left out. Many people are aware of these things now. But even being aware of them, not as many that are aware are actually doing things about it. You know, they're aware, they're seeing, they're saying, yeah. And they need the right touch, the right information, the right whisper, the right suggestion to say, hey, this is wise for you to do because you already know this. And they say yes. Actually, I try not to always talk about certain things, but I was found that, you know, in camping, people brought me into it. That, you know, they didn't know who I was or anything else. And, you know, conversations started up, sparked by someone that knew me, didn't know who I was and everything else. And they were just, you know, they were like, you know, this is happening, right? And I was like, yes, I'm very aware of it. And they said some things and I just listened. And then at the appropriate time, I said, boom, yes, I know, very, very. And they said, I had a feeling you did. So it was funny. People are very, very in tune. And so, but this is a very important one. We're going to pick back up on this. Yeah, go ahead, Keith. Yes. They were from our community. Yes. They were from our community, which I was very happy about. And so I was like, okay, cool. And they were relatively neighbors to me that happened to be at the same place, and we never had known each other. And so, yes, it was very, very refreshing. I was like, okay, all right, cool. So that was a good thing. Next, there's a YouTube video, and I'm probably going to play it. Scotty is away for a second. If we get through, no, he'll probably be back by then. We're going to just play the first 4 minutes. I want you to hear something very, very important. And this has to do with the overall war. Next article. This comes from China Daily Mail. Excuse me. China Daily Mail. Keith, excuse me. Chinese presidents tell the military to prepare for war. China's media is reporting President Xi Jinping has told his military commanders to concentrate preparations for fighting a war. As tensions continue to grow over the future of the South Sea of China and Taiwan, Central Television presented a speech from their celebrity figurehead president, who earlier this year claimed that the position to prepare for war was necessary. We're going to take a look at this. So now you got Russia head officials, and basically Putin as well, and now China saying, hey, all of our efforts need to be towards preparing for war. And this was over this weekend. That was China. Did I say Japan? Yeah. I said Chinese. Yeah. No, it was actually Japan. But China, China. But Japan as well has been ramping up their efforts because they know they're going to get drawn into this, right? Because it's all going to be in that overall area. Now, this was one of the ones I wanted to talk to you about on just before the weekend came in. This came from the South China Morning Post. China Defense Ministry demands U.S. retract interference allegations. And this basically means that now China's like, okay, we're going to take Taiwan. And calls on the U.S. to remit mistakes and vow military won't act against any moves to separate Taiwan from China, following the Communist Party third-ranking person announcing alliance amidst the third alliances aimed at a third party, and it broke off there. We're going to take a look at this one. Remember, Keith, we played with celebrity figurehead Pence was at the Hudson Institution. We played what he was saying here on Tando. Was 2 weeks ago. We played Pence talking about China was involved in the election and everything else. China's, you know, is the menacing, and we need to address China in the South Sea. It wasn't just Russia, right? And go back and listen to that. Well, they responded to that immediately. And this is where they said, okay, we're preparing for war. So we need to check that out. Next article I got from Stars and Stripes. Largest NATO drill in 16 years brings carriers, U.S. force to NATO. USS Truman, Harry Truman Strike Group, and its 6,000 service members will be joining NATO's largest military drill since 2002 later this month. And it's actually started already, started on the 25th. It's going to go to November. I forget what it is. So we'll pick that up and take a look at that. And next article from Russia Insider, Trident Juncture. That's the NATO exercise right now. Trident Juncture 2018. NATO mobilizes 50,000 troops for a PSYOP. 50,000 troops. Huge. Next article from Sputnik News. Moscow. This is what Moscow said. Moscow to NATO. Russia's NATO ties won't normalize until bloc drops confrontation policy, because they're having all of these drills on the Russian border. Very, 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 very significant. We're going to touch on that, the reason why on that, in a little bit. Next article from RT International. This landmark LNG means natural gas, light natural gas, liquid natural gas deal could change, deal will change energy geopolitical forever, energy geopolitics forever. This landmark, what is wrong with me? This landmark LNG, liquefied natural gas deal will change energy geopolitics forever. China's LNG, liquid natural gas demand grew by a record in 2017, and is set to expand even further this year, making up 50% of all of the global liquefied natural gas demand in the world. And they struck a deal with Russia. Huge. Next article, and this goes against, because the U.S. was the overall one that was providing liquefied natural gas to Europe. And that was critical. Now Europe is coming off of that, and guess where they're getting their liquefied natural gas from? Russia, that is going to be bringing it in from the Nordic Stream 1 and 2 project. This is why the Syrian war is happening the way it's happening. So it's the real reason for the whole thing, is that overall pipeline. Next article comes from counterpunch.org. The anti-Russian Cold War in the Arctic is heating up. The anti-Russian Cold War in the Arctic is heating up. Right now, the militaries, China, Russia, the U.S., and NATO, well, really the U.S., they're all positioning themselves in the Arctic, because the Arctic has a lot of natural resources and is going to be the overall battleground of the future. Next article, this one comes from World Out of Whack. The second ground, let me see this. This is the solid ground. Move this down. Come on, move down. Okay. The solid ground for knighting. The Asian arms race and the weaponization of finance. Hard to mistake, hard to take. This is a very, very important article. I hope we're going to get into this one today as well. Next article from, this one comes from theweek.com. Europe's destructive war on Italy. Europe is done economically. It's all really starting to fall apart, and the what's commonly referred to as the pig nations are going to be the ones that start everything. I think, and I've always said this, that the economic collapse will always first start in Europe, and then it'll make its way here. It will definitely, and it's already started in Europe in a very profound way. People in Europe are very, very well aware of what's going on geopolitically and economically globally. And they're protecting and positioning themselves, because they are all in the overall with the euro. They're all tied in, and they're starting to see that, hey, this country's collapse is affecting me. So they know from what happened in the past, World War I, World War II, from their overall ancestral ties and from their parents and grandparents, what that all looked like. Because remember, World War II, what part of the battlegrounds was in Europe, right? So they were directly affected by the ills, and they know all of those things and what happened from there, because they didn't just rebuild overnight. It took them a long time to rebuild. So now where is the battleground going to be? The next battleground for the world war is going to be. It's going to be here in the States. It's going to be here in the States. It's going to be in Europe, in Africa, but the U.S. will not be immune. Remember what that general said that we posted from Defense One a month and a half ago. He said there is no natural barriers that the U.S. has anymore. The wars will be here. They have access to us now in all forms and fashion. And you'll see that is going to play out big. We're going to do a two-part series on today. Today will be the countries that are preparing, and then tomorrow we'll look at the overall events that are starting to happen. And I'll get to that in a minute. Next article from Wired, the untold story of the Not Petya, the most devastating cyber attack in history. That's the battleground. That's the new battleground. Whoever controls cyber is going to control the overall battleground. And that was a devastating cyber attack. And we're going to probably go over that on Wednesday. If Brother Davis has been doing Wise Wednesday, we'll do that one. There's all the play because we need to be really preparing, and these are the events that we need to know about and why we're doing what we're doing. Next article, this one comes from Foreign Policy, China's dangerous dollar addiction. Very important. China's dangerous dollar addiction, which really means they got you. So check out that article. Next article from this one comes from Reuters. ECB, which is the European Central Bank, sticks to stimulus exit, plays down bunch of uncertainties. This is why they're killing Italy. This is suicide. It's done. It's over. So basically, they're clawing back. They're pulling back all of what they put into the economy to revitalize it, to get it, to re-stimulate it. That, what do you think that's going to do over in Europe? It's a collapse. Why? Because this is all part of the overall purge in the new geopolitical setup. Yes. Yeah. Right. And so this is, Keith asks, what is that like? Sacrificing one to save the many? Yes. This is huge. The ECB sticks to stimulus exit. We're going to definitely follow this on Financial Friday. Great creator willing. Next article from RT International. Gold demand up 42% as countries abandon U.S. dollar in expectation of geopolitical shift. What is that geopolitical shift? That means that the dollar will not be the overall, is not going to be wanted or used. They're going to go to what? A collateralized asset as their overall anchor to their economy. Their currencies will be attached to a asset. You know, Keith, and I make this point real quick because we talk about it a lot. I want everyone to really grasp what I mean by cash is not money. Here's why. You know, you can create your own cash. Everyone listening here can create their own cash. It's called your checkbook. You could write a promissory note, your checkbook. It's just a piece of paper, right? If you can't service the debt of that, what are you in default? So what we really need to look at is your checkbook money? Absolutely not. So why would we think that the U.S. checkbook or the Federal Reserve checkbook is money? Because when they print cash, it's really a check. And that's the best way that I really can explain it. So now you see how vulnerable everyone is to that. When someone hands you a check, Keith, and it has insufficient funds, what does that do to you? It don't destroy them. Who does it destroy? Right. The one holding it. So when the U.S. comes back insufficient funds, guess who's going to be holding the check? Everyone with the cash, because there's no difference between you actually write your own cash, you actually create your own currency every time you use a check, every time you use your debit card, and your credit card. Those are forms of checks. They're promises to pay. No different than notes. And now I think that is really the best way to put it. How much faith do you have in a shaky checkbook? None whatsoever. And what do you say? If someone is going to try to pass you a check from an account that has insufficient funds, what are you saying to that check? I don't accept that. You need to give me money. That is the exact same way things are going to unfold here. It's unfolding in Venezuela that way. It will. It's already unfolding that way here now, but it's going to be much more broad. So check out. But that article is very, very important. RT International, gold demand up 42% as countries abandon U.S. dollar in expectation of a geopolitical shift. We'll definitely catch that maybe on Thursday. So if you could remember, no, I'm just playing. So check out that next article from CNBC. The rising dollar is the main reason for this stock sell-off, and it's going to get worse. Yes. And it's only getting worse. That's very, very true. Very, very true. Next article from The Atlantic. Trump's caravan hysteria led to this. And they were talking about over the weekend, the shooting at the in Pittsburgh. Trump's caravan hysteria led to this. Tomorrow, I'm going to definitely cover this because this caravan thing is more than concerning. This caravan thing is probably has the potential to invoke martial law in this country overnight.
Hey, Dave, we got a question.
Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
Yeah, because I was actually thinking about some things you had said over the air in terms of borders, and we can go back, you know, months probably, because remember I was talking about the property that was stolen from my family in this area, and you were saying, you know, you didn't believe in property lines. And I think you've also said you don't believe in these so-called, you know, national lines or between states or countries and what have you. And at the time, I didn't accept that. You know what I'm saying? Especially when you personalize it and you, especially as a victim of this system, of this government in the various states. And reparations are old, but setting that aside, man, I kind of agree with your point of view, and it's also kind of biblical. If you look up scripture on how you treat foreigners, how you treat people, the sojourners, as they call them, or sojourners, that's what they are. They refugees seeking political asylum. Legally, what should happen is they should all be made to get in the line and file the paperwork and go through the process that's set up for them to claim political asylum, and then let all of that stuff be sorted out. That's the quote-unquote civilized thing to do, but we see that this federal government and its so-called citizens, most of them white, well, I'm reading reports of armed militias going to the border, how this administration is deploying military resources and what have you. And so to me, they are the ones escalating it, not the refugees who have legitimate political human rights concerns that you can document and trace back to the U.S. dollars and their support and meddling.
And creating that environment, yeah.
Yeah, so, but I just wanted to say you brought me, I have accepted that concept of borders shouldn't exist, and so I just feel you on that now.
And, you know, I had put that only in these type of situations, Scotty, that was my point, just for these type of situations, because they're going to be exploiting this. And remember, Scotty, and I'm going to go to you, Pastor Keith, because you wanted to chime in. Scotty, you remember why I have you. You remember when Scotty, if I don't think you remember, Pastor, you probably will, but when we were on air, and Scotty, I didn't know about this, where Honduras was actually where they were breaking ties with the U.S. and they had chose to go with China. Then I looked and it was other countries as well. All of this is playing in together, and we're going to take a look at that on tomorrow on this, because this is all a tool in what's coming. And this article and a couple of other ones will give us an opinion on this, because my whole thing is that who's going to gain from this? And that's who's really funding this. But there may even be something even more, and I know Scotty's going to remember this, because Scotty made a point to say, hold on, let's go over this again. Scotty, you remember it was a year or so ago, we talked a year and a half ago, remember when China said that we will fund your enemies, we will actually destabilization in your country?
Yes, I remember that. And I think it was connected and it was directed at black people, a.k.a. African-Americans, Native Americans, whoever. But in terms of this caravan, there's nothing to fund. You think about all the homeless people begging for food on the streets of America, so-called. Well, that's America, too. But in the Americas, it's a lot of poor people. And so it's nothing for people to do, to walk hundreds of miles and to make a political or social statement. But, you know, also actually, again, should be allowed to go through the political process of filing for asylum. And there's plenty of evidence that the United States caused instability, you know, where they are. I mean, just look at Mexico. All them people, tens of thousands dead because of the gun walking program by under Obama, and which was conceptually put in place by Bush, but the Obama administration tweaked it. So, I mean, the United States, I mean, it's like Martin Luther King Jr. said it the best. The United States is the greatest purveyor of violence on this planet. And I that's all my response. But I don't think anybody's funding these homeless people or these people. It's not that many of them. And then there are people who have compassion who have given them food and shelter for a night.
Exactly. Because you understand that over tomorrow we're going to go over this, and there's some ends I want us to take a look at, because this thing could really, really, as I really see that this can be a tool and a vehicle for a lot of different things in destabilization. And like I said, martial law is
well, it certainly made that. Trump, it made the Trump administration, let me not personalize it to him, but it just certainly made this administration show its hand. Which is violence.
It showed his hand. Right, Scotty. Right, it showed his hand. That is so, so true. Keith wanted to chime in. Go ahead, Keith.
Yeah, I think what was interesting, starting out with Scotty's comment with the people coming across the border, and he said that would be I forgot the exact term that he used. He used prudent or something like that. But the fact of the matter is, that's the legal way of doing it. And the reason why I bring that up is we have to look at this from a whole new perspective. We are reaching the point whereas they don't care. They don't care what rules say. They don't care what the law says. They are getting to the point where we're going to do what we want to do, and we don't care what you think or say or how it looks. This is what's going to be dictated for. And that brings about an especially dangerous time for us. I was just reading a couple of things last night, and they kind of got my mind salivating, if you will. But I read about Rosewood. Now, if you're not familiar with Rosewood, what had happened was a woman with a lighter hue accused a darker hued man of rape, which wasn't true, but it drove the whole town into a frenzy. And what they did was they looked for a prisoner that had recently escaped, and he wasn't mentioned it for anything in this accusation, but they decided that's who did it. At that point in time, they went looking for him, but at that time, they went through the town of Rosewood, and they destroyed the whole town. And not only did they destroy the whole town, but they randomly killed every black that they came across. Just period, just killed them. The reason why I bring that up is that's how I picture the environment of where we're going. And the reason why I bring that up is it concerns me greatly that we're dealing with all these things that you're talking about dealing with. But rest assured, we're also looking at returning to this time in this country's history of the crimes not perpetrated against the violence that they perpetrate overall, but a whole special bag of atrocities, depravity, and everything else that's going to be directed to people that look like us above all those other things. And again, that's why I am so concerned about being prepared and having some kind of option.
Yes, you know, because they've actually, some of them, we'll carry this tomorrow, and it's going to be very important, because they've actually already started to legislate and to invoke executive orders and everything else to support those type of things. So we'll take a look at that. But next article from RT International. And it says, fat chance from RT International. Fat chance, Democrats and Republicans asked to stop politicizing bombs and shootings as insults fly. So basically stop using these events as political, you know, opportunities. And so, and Russia said fat chance. Think from RT International, and in reading between the lines, this is going to go for tomorrow's show. There's a message that's being sent there. So check out that article. Next article from Mail Online, ex-FBI agent calls Pittsburgh synagogue shooting horrifying. Horrific. Sorry about that. Check out that article. Next article, this one comes from Sputnik News. Russia successfully tests a nuclear propulsion spacecraft. Russia successfully tests a nuclear propulsion spacecraft, and for the key elements. Check out that article. That goes along with what's going on. Next article, this one's from The Atlantic. There is no easy way for Trump to stop the latest caravan. We're going to take a look at that tomorrow. Next article, this one, Foreign Policy. The deadly consequences of dog whistle politics. The deadly consequences of dog whistle politics. We're definitely going to take a look at that tomorrow as well, too. Next article from this is from the Transportation Security Administration, or commonly referred to as TSA. Releases roadmap for expanding biometric technology. So they're basically going to be using biometrics to identify you and to monitor and use you, but to monitor your movements and everything else. The Transportation Security Administration, TSA, today released its plan to expand the use of biometric technology as a part of its continuous efforts to ensure security and the traveling experience. And let me just tell you how this type of stuff goes. See, what these institutions do, they create the crisis that turns into chaos, then they get the people to demand them for the solution. And what they're really doing, and this is how they're controlling even more, they say that this overall organization was made for the airports, but guess where this is going to be expanded to?
Everything. Everywhere.
The freeways.
Everywhere.
The post office.
Everywhere.
Everywhere.
Everywhere they got cameras.
Everywhere they got cameras, and you all,
and face recognition,
you all know. See, this is what the system's been doing in governance for a long time. They create the problem, say, hey, this is a problem. Well, then we need to regulate. And what does the legal definition of regulate means? It means to fix, establish, control. What is the fix, Keith? Remember, like, this game is fixed. This game is rigged. Whenever you go to Vegas, the table is fixed. The game is rigged. Fixing means manipulation. Means manipulation, and this is what the word regulate means, and it's to establish control. Thank you.
But they're smart enough, Dave, not to put everything on one level.
No.
And my point in that is...
It's layered out.
Yeah, and not only is layered out, it's presented differently at different times according to convenience. So you're exactly right. So you saw this happening with the airport, whereas the airport security stuff, if you go back to airport security, it's nothing like it was. But with the bomb and all that, you got to take off your shoes and your socks and everything else. That was to fix your problem. But you have another side of things going on which leading down that same road. Right? Because everybody's not going to be affected by that. But how convenient is it, Dave, for you to go to your home and not have to pull out your key? How convenient is it for you, Dave, for you to go to a vending machine and just touch it and get whatever you want? No codes, no bank codes, no nothing. How convenient is it for you to go through the grocery store and not have to stand in line? Everything is just automatically already there. Think of the convenience of all those things. But rest assured, they're all still taking you down that same path. And that same path is the fact that you're not going to be able to do anything without them knowing it.
You know what, Keith, my grandmother used to say, every trap used fat.
Yeah.
Every trap uses fat. And that's really, you know, part of what we need to be aware of. So check out that article. Next article from Press TV. Khashoggi was going to disclose Saudi's use of chemical weapons in Yemen. Check out that article. Next article from Sputnik News. The UK knew of plans to kidnap Khashoggi, asked Riyadh to abort the mission. Is what is starting to come out. More and more will be coming out. You'll see. Next article from RT International. China successfully harvests saltwater rights that could feed another 80 million people. Huge, huge, huge. China successfully harvests saltwater rights that could feed 80 million people. Check out that article. Next article from British Bad Criminals. Commonly referred to as BBC News. A blow for Merkel in German regional elections. So her party lost handily. Next article from Sputnik News. Merkel to give up CDU posts, but stay chancellor amidst regional losses. This is very, very important for the war paradigm. Right now you're going to, and I'll get into that in a minute. Next article from CNBC. Criminals, nothing but criminals. Far-right candidate called the Trump of Venezuela wins the presidential election. Check out that article. Now you're starting to see the different fights starting to set up. It's all going to come to a head and destabilize. Next article from Wolf Street. Swiss Central Bank makes a U-turn on cash as NIRP is ending, and that's zero interest rate program. We'll cover this later on. Next article, and this goes for today's show, the Western Journal. Mattis issues unprecedented fighter jet readiness order. Celebrity figurehead Defense Secretary James Mattis wants America's fighter jets to be ready to rumble. Mattis has ordered the Air Force and Navy to have a mission readiness of each of the four components of a fighter jet, including to increase to 80%, to have the mission readiness of each of the four key types of fighter jets increase to 80%. 80%. Why do you have it at 80%? Because you don't plan on having a war. Next article from Times of Israel. Russia said Russia said, demanding more notice before Israel strikes in Syria. And guess what Israel said? Nope. Huge, huge, huge. Next article, got this from Criminal, Nothing But Criminal News. This one is, he moved to the jungle in India to escape his giant student loan, and he's not alone. Check out that article. Next article, next one, this is my man Carlo sent this one. Thanks, Carlo. Approximately 100 containers of various munitions rolled into the U.S. Ramstein Air Base in Germany during the month of August, the largest shipment of ordnance in recent history. Assets are moving all over. War assets are moving all over the. Yep, this is already happening. Carlos sent this one. Approximately 100 containers with a variety of munitions rolled into Ramstein's air base in Germany during the month of October, the largest shipment of ordnance in recent history.
Who would they think that ordnance belongs to?
That ordnance was U.S. ordnance that was moving was flown into to Germany
because
for NATO.
Because Germany started renouncing.
Yeah.
American ordnances throwing them off the bases.
They're going to be doing that soon. So what are they going to do? They're going to weapon up and asset up all of that area before that happens. Because why? You're going to need to defend it. Going to need to defend it. This stuff is really ramping up. Next article from Defense News. The U.S. Navy's new ship-killing missile slated to make its fleet debut much sooner than expected. Yes, so check out that article. Next article from oilprice.com. Indonesia looks to buy rupiah. This is from Oil Price, very important. They don't want to use the U.S. dollar anymore. Indonesia. Next article from Defense News. Turkey's defense minister announces timeline for S-400 deployment. This is using. This is from a NATO so-called country, which ain't going to be NATO much longer. So check out that article. Next article. Roz posted this one. You must watch this because it. The major ramifications for us as China moves into position of dominance. And this was this meeting was very, very important. And this Raj put a YouTube video of her Trump meeting, Trump missing as Putin meets in Turkey with key members of NATO over Syria. And this is where this is remember when I said it's over, Keith? 2 weeks ago by this meeting signified it's over in the overall this meeting actually was a war meeting when it was Merkel, Putin, Erdogan and Macron that all met together and concerning Syria. Very, very important. Next article, War With Us. Raj posted this one from Freedom Outpost. Check out that article. Then there was another Freedom Outpost. I can't see what this one was. The rise, it didn't come up. Let me see if I can. Saudi Arabia, Rand Paul, Republican. No, hold on. Let me let it populate real quick. Okay, Senator Rand Paul hijacks Republican rally to remind them of Saudi Arabia's role in 9/11. So check out that article. The rise posted there. All right, so. That's what's in the news. Had a lot there. And before we go into, I want to set this overall table for today's show. It is in the second hour. We're definitely going to be talking about how everyone is really setting up for war. All of the major nuclear countries are all setting up for war. And there's a reason for it, because that war is definitely going to actually happen. And it's actually going to kick off in a very multifaceted way. And that overall war will actually be economic, cyber, and the traditional war platform itself. So we got a couple of minutes before we go into... I think Scotty wants to... wants to go into. Okay, so we're going to go into a little early commercial break.
Oh,
so
no, you're listening no, to no. Hey, Dave, sorry. Just wanted to get your attention, but I think you got a call, man, that's been sitting on the board for about 5 minutes. I don't know if
okay,
you
yeah, let me get
that.
To that. It's Roz. Let me get to that. So thanks, Scotty. I didn't see it till we got here. All right, let's get to Roz. Roz, what's going on, bro? What say you?
Hey, thanks, Scotty. Peace to you, Brother Scotty. Dave, of course, and Pastor Keith, peace and love to you. Much love to you all and the other calls and listeners, man. You've been dropping it so heavy, and I'm right where you at, because I think I told you this when we talked recently. I said that that they're moving towards making all of these false flags and all of these things happening are to make the American people so terrified that they're going to give up their rights wholesale. And the caravan situation is one, and the Pittsburgh shooting is another one they're going to use to their advantage. You always say that that they always talk about never letting a good crisis go to waste. And the interesting thing about the situation, especially when Pastor Keith talked about the whole idea of the country going backwards into a slavery, overt slavery kind of scenario. And it just kind of takes me back to Dr. John Henry Clark. He said this in like 92, 93. And this was specifically dealing with the educational system at that time. And he said the educational system is geared towards getting American Africans towards accepting their own re-enslavement. Dr. Wilson so eloquently and brilliantly said when she predicted Donald Trump's election a year before he got elected, she said as well, the country is going in the direction of going back into an overt expression of white supremacy that will mimic what slavery used to be for our ancestors. Pastor Keith is now saying the same thing. And the interesting part about this as well is when Pastor Keith talked about the whole idea of buying something like with the Amazon stores where you go in the store, you pick up what you want, and then they just charge you. If you look at that, what they're trying to do is mimic nature. It's no different than if you lived in a tropical environment and you went outside and had an orange tree and picked the orange off the tree. No one's going to charge you for it. The tree doesn't have a slot for you to slide your car through. But yet they're robbing you, and they're using this convenience method to groom you towards basically being an addict. You're addicted to getting things quick and easy. So when everything collapses and there's problems, you're going to be next. And it's really interesting because it kind of takes me back to something that my mother told me decades ago was happening in Trinidad. We had trees that would grow everywhere, mango trees, all kinds of trees, and people, you know, mangoes would just fall off the tree. You might be walking home from school and you could literally find a fresh mango at the base of a tree. And she had told me that people started literally violently protecting their property, where you couldn't just find something and pick it up because they literally said, it's on my property, that's mine. And the whole concept of mine, gimme, 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 like Pop said, and push, meaning push away the people that are trying to access these things that might need it, is how we're being groomed towards acting like the governments act with us. And also, another thing to look at with this Pittsburgh shooting last year, before I go back into the news, is that I saw this first thing this morning on the news, that they are literally going to death sessions. They said because there is no death penalty, that they're going to death sessions to facilitate a death penalty against this guy who did the shooting in Pittsburgh. He has 29 horrific accounts against him. So when they finish with everything, he's going to be killed. Now, when they killed the 9 people in South Carolina at Mother Emanuel African Episcopal Church, there was an assassination of a U.S. senator in that killing. No death penalty was sought whatsoever. So right there, you're able to see what the value of white life is versus the value of black life, including that of an actual senator of the United States who was not murdered, he was assassinated.
Hey, Ross, I was about to say, man, your audio was like terrible, bro. I was trying to get Dave's attention, but thanks for your call. Dave, you there? Or are you muted?
Yeah, I'm here. Okay. Yeah, I'm here. It was a little faint at the end, as Scotty was saying. I could hear you, but it was faint. So that last part, what he was saying was that in the South Carolina shooting, there was a state senator that was in the church, and that individual that there was no call for the death penalty of the suspect that did this, but the Pittsburgh shooting, now they want to use the death penalty as the overall, and he's just saying that the devaluing of black life compared to, because the scenario is no different. It's the setup the same. And I'm going to tell you, they're always going to use that, and they're always going to definitely purvey that. And Roz had put in some good things. Roz's audio went out kind of towards the end of that. And so, listen, we're going to go to a commercial break. I want to address some of the things that Roz said and definitely get to it. And we're going to come back and put this all together. So you're listening to Tando Radio Show. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Talk Media Project would like to invite you to become a member of the BTR Community subscription-based social media platform. BTR Community is a platform that was set up for the listening audience of Black Talk Radio Network, the number one independent black radio network online. For just $24 per year, your subscription gives you access to an interactive space to share information with like-minded people with your privacy guaranteed. Your subscription will go a long way to help us maintain and improve our current media platforms. It will also help provide a budget so that we can begin the task of establishing localized media centers and radio stations across the United States. The best way to show your support and appreciation for what we do here at Black Talk Radio is to subscribe. Help us to help you be informed. Join BTRCommunity.com today.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056. And today's show is the only thing left in the cycle of war is declaration, which will be soon made. There will definitely be declarations of war, and is going to kick off. All of the assets are moved in place. And I will say this before we get going in the show. Roz, they called in, want to talk about some of that stuff. But I just want to set the premise. Well, let me talk about what Roz said first, then we'll move into the show real quickly. Roz laid out, yes, it's you know, a lot of the things that we are all seeing is purposely being done, and they're going to be moving to that. And Roz gave the example in so many different ways, but some of the things that was significant was just looking at how they're using these events to further get the people's dependency on the overall system. And part of that act of furtherance is this is where you start to come in with that overall biometric technology. Because some of the things that, in my opinion, what they're getting there is that now you can really can't engage, and Scotty said something about the mark of the beast. You really can't engage in commerce in any form or fashion that you without that overall system, using their system. So if you want gas, you're going to have to get gas from their system unless you're able to refine gas. And who will be able to get the equipment to do that as an individual? So now what does that do? That makes you see there's a stronghold that a person has when they feed you. The dependency. This will makes you completely dependent on the system, and this is going to be very popular. See, one of the things that they're going to the system does is that they make it popular first. You're going to make it popular first, and then, as my grandmother said, the trap is always set with fat. They're going to trap everybody with the fat, and so very important. And then, you know, Rod talked about in Trinidad there was the overall money that was all over the floor. It was money all over the floor. and all over the ground. If you were hungry, you could pick up a mango and eat that provided you sustenance. That's not a checkbook. That's not a cat. That's not cash. That's money. Because it sustained you and gave you where that overall hunger and the nutrition value that you need was satisfied. Very, very important. When I was a kid, I ate paper. Didn't do me any good. Didn't do me any good at all. So very, 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 very important, that overall concept. And Ross was talking about the overall events that you're starting to see. And we're going to really touch on that tomorrow, Ross, from what you said from the latest shooting in Pittsburgh and everything else. Yes, absolutely. It's all a part of the plan and agenda. And I want to say, as we go into today's show, great, great call on Ross. And Ross and I talk from time to time. And, yep, we're seeing, oh, boy, here it comes. It's going to be coming into more profound. The waves are getting bigger before the tsunami hits. So today's show, the only thing left in the cycle of war is declaration, which will be made soon. I want to just say this. There's been no other time. And Martin, when I want to say Martin, Keith, I want to say Martin since the U.S. was the so-called superpower. Whenever you hear the overall superpower connotation or moniker. In the overall superpower realm, there's been no event that was closer in, well, there was no more defining event of war than it is right now. The Cuban Missile Crisis doesn't compare to this. The overall confrontations of the invasion in Afghanistan by Russia, the overall, not even in 2000 and when a celebrity figurehead Bush Jr. was president, or the second Bush, not Jr., second Bush, and when Cheney was the vice president, when Russia threatened to use tactical nukes in Georgia, not even that, where they actually deployed the overall equipment and everything was deployed. Not even then, there was no other time. The Vietnam War, the Korean War, all of the other wars in the overall era of superpower, there was no more defining moment that laid the overall, the potential for war than it is right now. It's no longer the potential for war. It's done. The potential for it is done. It is definitely here now. It's not going to go away. Let me give you some steps that lead to war, and then you can see where we are. One is you have trade imbalance. I've always said that there's always a currency war that leads to a trade war that leads to a shooting war. And the steps is there's the trade imbalance. And the trade imbalance is when the governments get people to start to live above their means in a trick, in a cunning fashion. They get people to start to move or live beyond their means. How do they do it? They start to have the purchasing power of their currency get diluted. Okay? And they create more debt. Then you have the next after the trade imbalance, then you have a financial crisis. And the financial crisis is when the debt level gets reaches a certain point and it can't be paid anymore. And then companies and people and things of that nature can't borrow because their trade imbalance is so high. Their debt ratio is so high they can't borrow and people can't borrow anymore. And then now you have bankruptcies. That is where you have your financial crisis. And then your financial crisis lead into another. When the financial crisis isn't, when the trade imbalance isn't qualmed or isn't taken care of, isn't the problem isn't solved, then you go into a financial crisis. And when a financial crisis isn't resolved, isn't properly mitigated, then it goes into a currency war. And a currency war is when governments start to print their overall currency in crazy rates, but they also want to have their currency lower in its overall trade value to others. They want a weak currency, not a strong one. Most people think in a currency war, you hear that the U.S. dollar is strong. So you would think, oh, it's winning the currency war. No, when the U.S. dollar is strong, it's losing the currency war. China's dollar is weak, so they're winning the currency war. Here's how that works. Because China's overall currency is so weak, it's easier for countries to do business and trade and acquire things from China. Because now the U.S. dollar is so high, guess what? They're like, man, I got a better place to do it.
It's affordable.
Well, it's affordable, but it's affordable from this standpoint is because you're going to rip me off. And it's not really the affordability. It's the matter of you are ripping me off. And that's the key thing in a currency war. See, it's not like what we think when we go and buy something. This is cheaper than that. It's something much bigger than that whole thing. It's the overall intentions from the manipulation of the currency. That's the key. So a currency war, the one to the bottom wins. The one with the higher, stronger currency loses. And then that loser always from a currency war, when they start to lose the currency war, when you lose the currency war, then what do? You step it up to a trade war. Remember, when you don't solve a trade imbalance, it turns into a financial crisis. When you don't solve a financial crisis, it turns into a currency war. When you don't solve a currency war, it turns into a trade war. This is where countries stop trading with each other. And it is really, really when you are now being surrounded and you're being starved to death. Keith, it's kind of like you're in your house and they're saying, come out. And you say, no, I'm not coming out. And what are they going to do? Okay, we're going to wait you out for a minute before we come in. And what do? Turn your water off, turn this off, makes it easy. So now what do you say? You're leaving me no choice but to shoot it out. In a currency war, one of the things about a trade war that a lot of things look out is that trade wars is really a way that the countries start to stockpile for war. They start to, you'll see their strategic oil reserves will shoot up. Why do they have their strategic oil reserves shoot up? Because they're going to need that oil in order to fight that war. A trade war generally won't last too long. When you start to hear that the strategic oil supply is going up, this is where you know that the war is near, because oil has a shelf life. Very, very point. So now, there was a trade imbalance, a financial crisis, there's a currency war. Now we're in a trade war. But now we're out of the trade war. Guess where we are now? After the trade war, when you don't solve a trade war, when you stop sending goods to countries, then you send your bomb. Then you send your military actions, your military confrontation after that trade war. This is where we are now. We are past the trade war phase. We are now, if you want to know where we are in the hot war. We're in the hot war. We're right in the middle, just before the hot war starts, because the trade war has already been. You hear about the trade war between China and the trade war, but the sanctions. A sanction is a trade war. A sanction is a trade war. You can't move your goods. You can't have economic vibrance. You can't bring goods because we're sanctioning you. How many countries is the U.S. sanctioning?
All of them.
How many countries right now are having currency problems? All of them. So now we are right at the press of the overall hot war. Here's one of the things that's important about a hot war. The first one to make the move gains momentum and position. Even if you, especially if you know that you're going to lose the war, you have to seize on by doing something preemptive. What did the U.S. representative in Europe say? That they reserve the right to preemptively strike Russia. Remember, we carried that not too long ago. Because one of the things in the hot war, in the shooting war, and I want to add to a hot war, cyber is probably the most preferred method of this. One of the things in the cyber war and hot war, which is no different, U.S. has already said if you get hit with a cyber war, we can respond with nuclear weapons. The first one to move gains position, gets tactical advantage. Now that tactical advantage has to be first mitigated before you can start to even defend yourself. So, I mean, the defense of it is immediate. So you're always on the defensive because that tactical advance has to be mitigated before you can strategically make offensive measures. Because everything now is defense and counter. And we're talking about in this world, this is huge, and I wanted to lay that out first, and I want to play something for you. Scotty, if you would, there's a YouTube video that I posted. If you would just play the first 4 minutes and 26 seconds. I want you to hear something that Vladimir Putin, I talked about it, but I want you to hear it, what Putin said to Bolden and the significance of it.
Болтон, уважаемые коллеги, мы рады видеть вас в Москве.
Distinguished Mr. Bolton, dear colleagues, we are glad to welcome you to Moscow.
В начале нашей беседы хотел бы вспомнить нашу встречу с президентом Соединенных Штатов в Хельсинки.
As we begin our meeting today, I would like to recall our meeting with the U.S. President in Helsinki.
Это была, на мой взгляд, полезная, местами достаточно жесткая встреча и беседа, но все-таки в конечном итоге, на мой взгляд, конструктивная.
This talk was, I believe, very fruitful. In some parts it was quite harsh, but in general I believe it was a very constructive meeting.
И поэтому для нас, честно скажу, иногда удивительно видеть, как Соединенные Штаты предпринимают в отношении России абсолютно ничем не спровоцированные шаги, которые мы не можем назвать дружественными.
That is why, frankly speaking, I am quite surprised to see steps undertaken by the United States, which are not substantiated by anything, and I do not think that they can be called friendly.
Мы же даже практически не отвечаем ни на один ваш шаг. Нет, это все продолжается, продолжается.
We basically don't even respond to any of your steps, but still it goes on and on.
Несмотря на все ваши усилия, торговый оборот между нашими странами, как ни странно, растет. Вот в прошлом году на 16%, в этом году на 8%.
Despite all these efforts, no matter how strange it might seem, our mutual trade is continuing to grow. Last year it was 16%, and this year I believe it is 8%.
Это мало в абсолютных величинах, очень мало, конечно, но тем не менее тенденция такая есть.
It is too small in absolute terms, of course, but still that's the trend.
И кстати говоря, с позитивным сальдо для Соединенных Штатов.
And by the way, it is showing a surplus for the United States.
Растут и взаимные инвестиции, причем российские инвестиции в два раза превышают в американскую экономику, в два раза превышают американские в российскую экономику.
Mutual investments are growing, and it should be noted that Russian investments into the U.S. economy are twice as high as the U.S. investments into the Russian economy.
Конечно, очень полезно будет обменяться с вами мнениями по вопросам стратегической стабильности, по вопросам разоружения.
Naturally, it would be very useful to exchange views on strategic stability and disarmament.
По региональным конфликтам.
On regional conflicts.
А мы
знаем и много говорим на это, об этом, о выходе, о одностороннем выходе Соединенных Штатов из договора по противоракетной обороне.
We know that we talk a lot about the U.S. withdrawal, unilateral withdrawal from the ABM treaty.
Недавно мы услышали о намерении Соединенных Штатов выйти из договора по ракетам средней и меньшей дальности.
Recently, we've heard about the U.S. intention to pull out from the intermediate range nuclear forces treaty.
Знаем о сомнениях в администрации по поводу необходимости продления СНВ-3.
We are aware of the doubts on the side of the American administration regarding the extension of the New START treaty.
Слышим о намерении разместить отдельные элементы системы противоракетной обороны в космосе.
We are aware of the and we've been hearing the intentions on the side of the US to deploy certain elements of the ABM system in space.
Насколько я помню, на гербе Соединенных Штатов изображен орлан.
As far as I remember, the coat of arms of the U.S. depicts an eagle.
С одной стороны он держит 13 стрел, а с другой стороны оливковую ветвь как знак миролюбивой политики с 13 оливками.
On the one hand, it holds 13 arrows, and on the other hand, it holds an olive branch with 13 olives as the sign of the benevolent and peace-loving policy of the U.S.
Вопрос.
And here goes the question.
Ваш орлан уже все оливки склевал, остались одни стрелы.
Looks like your eagle has eaten all the olives and what is left only the arrows.
Мне было бы очень интересно поговорить с вами не только как с помощником.
Okay, I know that was a little hard to hear, but basically here's was the significance. That was Bolden going to Russia last week. And basically informing Russia that they were going to be pulling out of the nuclear arms agreement, which the U.S. had been violating anyway. But the significance of that is that Putin said, I have a question for you. Here's the question. He said, first he said that I noticed that your bird has 13 arrows in one hand and has the olive branch. And I talked about this last week as well. 13, but we didn't play it. And 13 olives, I mean an olive branch in the other. So here's the question for you, Bolden. It looks like you come with all of the olives eaten by the bird. Basically, Russia was basically telling, we realize that you come here with no olives apiece. You come with the arrows of war, and we're ready. It's a big difference before, and here's the strategical thing about this. Yes, YouTube wasn't out, and things of that nature were out during the last Cold War, but here's what the significance of this is that there's a message that's being conveyed there, and then some other time we'll play what Bolden's response to that was. You need to hear it. So the rest of the Russians are with the Chinese and with pretty much all of their allies are preparing for war. There was an article that I posted, and they're preparing their people for war as well. There's an article that I posted that I want to highlight. And there's much difference between a country preparing for war, for the cause, and then the people preparing for the war. When the people don't prepare for war, this is what's going to happen here, Keith. There's an executive order that Obama signed. And it's called the Executive Order, National Defense Resource Preparedness. National Defense Resource Preparedness is what Obama signed in 2012. And it's executive order number, what is this number? One second. It's executive order 13603. See, when the people aren't prepared, then they come in with a national, and this overall, when you read this overall executive order that Obama signed, it says that it's preparing for an event or something that threatens the security of the United States and the actions that can be taken. And if you look at all of the actions that can be taken, it's basically this. The U.S. can enslave you. It can take, and it will take, your resources as a measure to be able to maintain the overall security of the U.S., basically the continuity of government. They can enslave you. And what they mean by enslave you, if you have a specific critical billet that you do, you're a skilled this or that. Let's say you're a skilled surgeon. They can take you, nationalize your talents, and not pay you for it. That's what Obama signed in 12, because he knew it was going to be used later on, because that's how they work. But not only can they take your talent, they can take you just as your energy. They can, they're using this in Venezuela. They actually sign into law where the people have to farm the land for food. They're going to do the exact same thing here. They're going to take the energy of the people. They say, and because of war, see, this is the whole thing. This is where they say one thing, but their intentions is nothing. If your intentions to enslave people, it doesn't matter how you trick the people to get there. The outcome and the end result is that you've enslaved them. They can actually have you working in what? In the overall war factories without being paid. They can have every person do whatever the government, what their government deems as necessary to maintain national security. They even will say that your daughters have to go to war here and here. Well, I'm going to say this. There's some point at some time, no, man, we're not defending you to the end of my life or my children's life or my family's life. How about your life ending on this one? You started this. You created this environment. How about we do this? We take it from take the octagon out of the MMA and put all of these politicians and all of these other decision-making people, put them into a ring, let them fight it out to the death for the resources that they control, but the people take back what's naturally theirs.
I think to take that a step farther, too, if I'm not mistaken, the politicians are exempt from these things.
Of course. Of course they are. Of course they are. See, then they will see what they do is they give you and say, "No, this is why you need to do this." And you need to really look at it and say, "Wait a minute. I realize what's going on here. You're as ambition as your ambitions are as keen to as Lucifer's were. You have the same ambitions as Lucifer. So I'm not going to allow myself to be fallen with your butt. You can do that on your own." And this executive order goes into all of the things, and see what they do is they try to sugarcoat it as if it's your national, there it goes, your national obligation and duty to do it. This is where nationalism moves into terrorism.
Is that the martial law bill?
It's one of the many. It's not the martial law bill. This is the executive order.
Because I know the martial law bill, like you're saying, they can take all your time, effort, and energy.
And your resources.
And the martial law bill, I know, can take all your resources.
Yes. They all work together. Yes, Keith, they can take your overall. So what are they doing? They're planning on using that. It will be done. Now, what is the event that can do that? We're going to try to talk about some of those things, but you need to know these things so that you can make the proper assessment on what you want to do. But there's an article. Here it is. This is from The Blaze. A top Russian official has declared that the country is preparing for war. See, there's a big difference in Russia because they're preparing the people as well. Is it propagandized and everything? Of course it is, because it's continuity of government, but they're actually telling the people, you need to be prepared too. Goes on. Following Donald Trump's announcement that the U.S. would be withdrawing from the Cold War era disarmament treaty, according to the UK, Sunday Express, the first committee of the UN's assembly voted Friday against Russia's proposal to save the Intermediate Range Nuclear Force Treaty, the INF, between the countries, between its country and the United States, following President Trump's announcement that the U.S. would be unilaterally withdrawing from the 1987 agreement. When deals are broken because of trade wars, that's because, why are these deals being brokered? Because now you're going into hot wars. In response, the department head of the Department of Nonproliferation and Arms Control at the Russian Foreign Ministry told the UN, here recently at the meeting, the United States said that Russia is preparing for war. Yes, Russia is preparing for war. I have confirmed it. We are preparing to defend our homeland, our territories, our territorial integrities, our principles, our values, our people. We are preparing for such a war, he reiterated. Remember when Vladimir Putin played it last week, what he said. And one of the things that was significant, what Putin said at his annual, I can't remember the overall financial summit, but I'll remember in a minute. This was the key thing. He said, there isn't any deal that the U.S. can bring us. What does that mean? When no one can bring you a deal, that means that you have no compromising position. What difference if the devil brings you a bunch of cash? It was a profound war statement that Russia was saying. The profound war statement is that you can't make a deal with us anymore. And this is why Vladimir Putin says you don't come with olive branches, because you've already, the bird has eaten all of the olives. All you have is the arrows of war. So we'll go.
And it makes no difference anyway, because you ain't got nothing we want.
You have nothing that we want. There is no why would they negotiate when they've already positioned themselves to totally nullify and defeat? One of the things about I'm going to play some stuff about Vladimir Putin next week. One of the things about Vladimir Putin was that he was a part of and was there when the Soviet Union collapsed. It was one of the smartest and most asymmetrical plans to nullify an enemy that was ever done, even though they follow in the script. But still, the ingenious way that Russia was able to defeat America, the U.S., is huge. It's huge, and we're going to go over that. Let me go back to this article. We are preparing to defend our homeland, our territories, and our territorial integrities, our principles, our values, our people. We are preparing for such a war, he reiterated. This difference is just one word. Both in Russian and in English, Russia is preparing for war, and the U.S. is preparing a war. That's the difference. And this is what he said. Logistically, the difference is in just one word. Both in Russian and in English, Russia is preparing for war, and the U.S. is preparing a war. Here's what they're saying. Russia didn't want this war. The U.S. ate all of the olives of peace, and all they are starting to shoot is arrows of war. Now it's time to go to war. You're going to bring the war to us, and we're going to be ready. See, there's a big difference in preparing a war and preparing for war. We all should be preparing for war. I think it's very strategically important to be one that prepares for war, because one that is preparing a war is one that's been nationalized. See, a nationalistic mentality says, let's prepare a war. One of a terroristic mindset prepares a war. One that has a malevolent agenda prepares to carry out that malevolent agenda with a war, because they're going to be striking with their interests. See, when you prepare for a war, you're maintaining the overall peace and stability that you've already and you want to maintain. You're not looking to conquer. You're not looking to manifest destiny. You're not having the overall third and fourth right of Nazism be a part of your overall culture. See, that type of nationalistic society and individual and thinking is a war purveyor. And you have to be careful about those individuals harming you to where you allow them to get to who you are constitutionally, your own constitutional makeup, because when you do, you will become what you had to endure. You will start preparing for a war. You will be one that prepares a war. We should be preparing for a war. I don't want it to happen. It's unnecessary for us to do. Are there things that we need to change? Yes. But it doesn't need to have a war to do that. But there are those individuals that believe that violence is that way because it's really hate. The perpetuation of hate is necessary. You can only prepare a war from hate, from subjugation, from maintaining, stealing of someone's sovereignty. A thief prepares a war. The righteous defends themselves for the war. And so the article goes on. Otherwise, oops, we got to get ready to go to a commercial break. Listen, when we come back, we'll touch back on this. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call. 704-802-5056 is the call-in number, 704-802-5056. You're listening to Tando Radio Show. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break. All right, maybe not. So you're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We're going to keep going. So in this article, let me get back to it real quick. Otherwise, the article says, quote, otherwise, why would the United States withdraw from the treaty, build up its nuclear potential, and adopt a new nuclear doctrine, he asked. According to the Daily Mail, the 31 countries voted in the favor of supporting the NIF. 55 voted against it, and another 54 sustained. Russia and the United States have each accused the others of violating the INF, which was signed by former celebrity figurehead President Ronald Reagan and former Soviet leader, celebrity figurehead leader Mikhail Gorbachev. Recently, at a rally in Nevada, Trump said Russia has not, unfortunately, honored the agreement, so we are going to terminate the agreement and we're going to pull out. We are not going to let them violate a nuclear agreement and go out and do weapons we were not allowed to do. Gorbachev responded via an editorial in the New York Times saying, I am being asked whether I feel bitter watching the demise of what I worked so hard to achieve. But this is not a personal matter. Much more is at stake. A new arms race has been announced. Much more than an arms race. Because China, we played with the overall celebrity figurehead, vice president of the U.S. said at the Hudson Institute about China. China responded to that, and it was in the South China Morning Post. And this is where Chinese defense minister demands U.S. retract allegations of interference. Remember when he talked about the interference that China was in and everything else? And he specifically was talking to when And I basically said Pence was just giving in front of the neocons a war speech. The far right and the neocons, he was giving a war speech at Hudson's Institute. Well, the Chinese defense minister calls on the U.S. to remedy the mistake and vow military would act against any more moves to separate Taiwan from China. Here's what's happening. Now we've moved to the point where China has now made plans to take back Taiwan by 2019, within 2019. When's 2019?
3 months.
A couple of months away. But here's what happens. Here's what happened here. The Chinese defense minister demands U.S. retraction allegations of interference, calls on the U.S. to remedy the mistake, and vow military would act against any more. Remember, they just ran the overall ships through the Taiwan Strait. China says they vow a military would act against any more moves to separate Taiwan from China. Comments following the Communist Party's third-ranking person denouncing alliance aimed at the third party. Goes on. Here's the article. Top Chinese official. See if I can move this out of here. Top Chinese official has condemned the United States for damaging relationships with Beijing and denounced the attempts to form an anti-China alliance with other nations. I'm talking about Taiwan. The defense minister, the Chinese defense minister, blamed Washington for seriously damaging the Sino-U.S. relationship and mutual trust by alleging China was interfering in the U.S. domestic policies and vowed China would take actions to defend its interests. China expressed its anger and resolved opposition. The overall defense minister said, without naming Vice President Pence by name, who made the allegations early in October, we played that at Hudson, we strongly call on the U.S. to remedy this mistake. Stop damaging China's interest in the Sino-U.S. relationship. He also said that the Chinese military would take actions against any attempt to separate Taiwan from the mainland. See, what this is what Taiwan is. China allows Taiwan to act independently of China, just as they did with Hong Kong for years. But what they're saying is that Taiwan is China. And any move to destabilize that any further, they're just going to go take back their neighborhood. And they're going to do it military. Taiwan can't hold off China in 2 minutes. Can't hold off a China move in 2 minutes. Undefendable. Unless you're going to use nukes, undefendable. And then Taiwan won't use nukes. You know who will use nukes? The U.S., because you know why? Because Taiwan will be desolate. So, man, so here's what's going on. So here we go. Beijing regrets the self-ruled, Beijing regards the self-ruled island as a breakaway province to be reunited with the mainland by force if necessary. Here's China's position on Taiwan. One more time. He also said the Chinese military will take actions against any attempt to separate Taiwan from the mainland. What is efforts to separate Taiwan with the mainland? U.S. military presence there going forward. It's really what it is. Beijing regards the self-ruled island as a breakaway province to be reunited with the mainland by force if necessary. They've already told Taiwan, check this out, we'll make you a part of the founding members of the AIIB. And guess what Taiwan said? We'll take it. And the U.S. said, don't you do it. And they said, oh, all right, we'll too. But Taiwan knows what the fate is. Taiwan knows that they can't win with the U.S. anymore. They're going to have to be co-joined with China. China is the only big nation in the world that is not unified. I would say, well, the Koreas also. China is the only big nation in the world that is not unified. Yeah, they're right. From a big nation standpoint, he's absolutely right. And the Chinese military has a heavy responsibility not to let a single inch of its territory be lost. If there is anyone attempting to separate Taiwan from China, the Chinese military will take action. We was addressing the two-day security forum in Beijing on Thursday, attended by 500 delegates from 74 countries, including the U.S., Canada, Southeast Asia, and other NATO states. His remarks came after a trusted ally of Lin, a trusted ally of Jinping, made a similar warning in a welcoming dinner for delegates on Wednesday. This was last Wednesday. So let me go to real quickly another article where this is significant. This comes from China Daily Mail. And once again, the Chinese president tells the military to prepare for war. Not once again, not prepare for a war, prepare for war. One of the things that's critical about China has never, ever invaded another country. Can't say that for the U.S. China does things differently. Now, do they have subjugation and manipulation? Of course. But they don't do it by the overall military force. That's not how they do it. But let's go to this. China president tells military to prepare for war. China's media is reporting that President Jinping has told his military commanders, and this was put out on today. Has told his military commanders to concentrate preparations for fighting a war. As tensions continue to grow over the future of the South Sea of China and Taiwan, meaning they're willing to go to war over. Here's the one that they're going to go to war over. It's Taiwan. China's Central Television presented a speech from Jinping, who earlier this year, we talked about that earlier this year, claiming that the position, positions at the weekend, several days long, had made a tour of the Gansu province. We need to take all complex situations into consideration and make emergency plans accordingly, President Jinping told the officers of the Southern Theater Command. This was earlier in the year. State-run media organizer also reported that Jinping had underlined an importance for preparing for, war and combat. President Jinping's words represented a significant ramping up of the rhetoric being exchanged between Beijing and Washington. China has been angered by the U.S. sanctions on its military and for buying weapons from Russia and by what Beijing has seen as a renewed Washington support of democratic Taiwan. Earlier this month, U.S. celebrity figurehead President Mike Pence took the tensions between Washington and Beijing to a new level, using that stolen technology. This is what Pence said. Remember, he said that. Using that stolen technology, the Chinese Communist Party is turning plowshares into swords on a massive scale, he said. Chinese President Jinping also, Grand Secretary of the Communist Party of Central Committee and Chairman of the Central Military Commission, speaks as he inspects the Southern Theater Command of the People's Liberation Army pictured to be battle ready. Amidst growing tensions and economic concerns triggered by the escalating trade war, remember where I put the trade war thing, is that you go from trade imbalance to financial crisis to currency war to trade war to all-out shooting war. Jinping touring his country to boost their confidence. His speech was given a tour of the Southern Theater Command Post on Thursday, and it was released and delayed by several days. In it, he reportedly stated that the command was having to bear a heavy military responsibility, and it was responsible for operating in the South Sea of China. The report that Jinping stressed, quote, stressed the need to focus on combat research and command and to advance work in all areas of accelerating, developing strong and effective joint operation commanding institutions for theater command and comprehensive boasting the military's battle winning ability. The effective joint operation part is what I want to talk to you about. Who do you think their joint operation part is going to be with? It's going to be with Russia. It's going to be with North Korea. It's going to be with South Korea. It's going to be with the Philippines. It's going to be with the BRIC nations. It's going to be with the ASEAN nation. And guess what, y'all? It's going to be with Japan. It's going to be with Japan. They offered Japan the same deal. Taiwan to be founders in AIIB, Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank. Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank. That means that they know that infrastructure around the world is going to be destroyed, and they're going to have the bank to rebuild it. So, my point, China and Russia are now saying that the war is really going on. At the same time that Trident Juncture 2018 is jumping off in Eurasia. So all of the military assets, Trident Juncture, NATO mobilizes 50,000 troops for a PSYOP. 50,000 troops. It's huge. But you got to remember the 50,000 troops is in Asia. In the NATO. But they're also strategically positioned in Syria, strategically in the Arctic, strategically positioned in, you know, all over the world. Real quick before we get out of here. And this one, I really didn't have enough time, but we'll come back to it. Wow. Now we got, okay, so let me just give you some places. There's military buildup in on the continent of Africa. There's military buildup in the Americas, Central, North, and South America. Remember, like I said earlier in the show, remember the general said that we don't have any natural barriers anymore, neither by oceans or borders. Meaning this, that they know that there can be invading forces that could come through the borders. And so, oh boy. I'm sorry, y'all. I just was checking some things, and now Russia is having live fire missile drills in the same waters as Trident Juncture. This is basically, let me tell you what this could be. See, what they'll do is they'll say drill, 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 and then the drill goes live. You heard that on 9/11, right? Oh, this is a drill, it's a drill. No, this is live now. Oh, you were scheduled for a drill, but it went live? Yes, this is live. Oh, shoot. So now, Medvedev, when he was president of Russia, said that we're not going to allow NATO to encompass and surround us. Putin has said that as well. He's much more staunch to that than Medvedev. Medvedev was following orders of Putin. So now you have where the U.S., where NATO, primarily the U.S., is going to, through their drill, Trident Juncture, is going to be engaging in these military drills, and they're sending weapons ordnances all over the place, massive amounts of move of weapons, or they're going to be drilling in the same waters that the Russians is going to be drilling with live fire, meaning that everything is loaded now, because everything is loaded, and they say, oh, it's just a drill, and then boom. This is where things go wrong very, very quickly. And I would just say to you, I will lay this out a little bit more, because I didn't really get to lay it out the way that I wanted to lay it out. But I will say to you, Russia is preparing for a war. China is preparing for a war. The U.S. is preparing a war. Russia already pretty much has, in China, through their overall alliances, already has all the significant military forces in the world on their side. Germany is going to go towards them. This is why it is being destabilized with Merkel right now. And this is why also Brazil, the fight is on. And you got military assets being moved all over the world under the overall pretense that, oh, it's just a drill, we do this all the time. No, not like this. So we need to prepare for war as well. We're not seeking to start a war, but we can definitely be affected by one being started by one. And you need to be prepared for that. And that preparation means that everything that you've known here in the U.S. is going to change, because this war is going to be not like our grandfathers or our people had in the past. This war is going to be able to touch you directly in your own home, because it's going to be cyber-based. It's going to be cyber-based. And cyber-based wars have the potential to have more casualties than a nuclear detonation. You don't even need nukes anymore in today's warfare. But they're going to be used. Tactical ones are going to be used. But the main ones, how you get a country to surrender, is you build this overall infrastructure and then be able to shut it off. What everybody needs. That's how this thing is really going to work. And there will be some old-fashioned military engagement, but that's not the one that's going to really catch you. Listen, everyone, just want to thank you for listening to Tando Radio Show. We'll lay this out to great creator willing. Just want to thank you, Keith. And once again, brother, I greatly appreciate you. Difficult time that we will get through. You helped me through my difficult times, and we'll be here for you. So much love, much respect. Listen, everyone, it's never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later. Please prepare for the war. We'll talk to you soon. Peace.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.